has very amount of meaning on Yom HaZikaron. This is Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Yod, literally the Pesukim right after we just read. And it relates to Tzva Hagana Yisrael, and it relates to Am Yisrael, and it relates to what it was that we just saw, the Solomon family of Chalamish that is Chogeget Shabbat, that's having a Sudat Shabbat, and a brutal murderer comes in and just kills three people, and would have killed many more had the father Elad not sacrificed his life to protect his children and the rest of his family. And it tells us the difference between, as it says in the Al Hanisim that we say every Hanukkah, what the difference are between Tmeim and Tahorim, Tmeim Biyad Tahorim, that Am Yisrael insists on Tahara. Tzahal's code of ethics is called Tohar HaNeshek, purity of arms, and the Mamatzim, the incredible lengths to which Tzahal goes to avoid assailing anyone who's innocent, Chafim Mipesha, who hasn't done anything wrong. And all of this, of course, is rooted in the Torah itself, in our Torah values. So I want to read Perek Chaf Gimel, Psukim Yud through Tetvav, and then I want to speak in the terms of the Ramban. Ki tetem achanel oivecha v'nishmarta mikol davara. When the machane goes out against the oyev, you should be very careful for any davar ra. Now, of course, based on the Pashtuta Psukim, we are dealing with a situation of balkari, of nocturnal discharge. Kievecha ish asher lo yeh tahor mikre laila v'yatzal mechutz l'machane lo yevol toch ha'machane. Okay. So he has to be sent outside of the immediate camp of war. V'ayalifnot erev yurchatz b'mayim. Right? It's Tomas Erev. He could be tahor that day. He goes into the mikvah. U'chavo ha'shemesh. When there's harev shemesh yevol toch ha'machane, he can return that night. V'yat yalecha mechutz l'machane. There should be a latrine. V'yatzat ha'sham ha'chutz. And when you need to use the latrine, you should go outside of the machane. Every Jewish chayal should have a soldier. So that when you use the latrine, so that you're maintaining a proper hygiene, a certain kavod habriyot, that you shouldn't be, even when you're going out to war, living in squalor in an inappropriate way. But here the hygiene really relates to Kavod HaBriyot, relates to Tzelem Elokim, represents the preservation of humanity and dignity, Dafka Bishat Milchama. And then of course the Makeh B'Patish, beautiful Siyum HaPsukim, Ki Adonai Elohecha Mitalech Bekerav Machanecha, Latzilcha V'Latel Oivecha Lefanecha V'Yem Machanecha Kadosh, V'Lo Yireh V'Chayer Vat Davar V'Shav Me'acharecha. Why is all this true? Because when you go out to Milchama, you shouldn't think for a second, so it's a time of war, that Hashem is found only in the Batei Midrash and the Batei Knesset. Ki Hashem Elokecha mitalech bekerav machanecha. Because God is with the Jewish people when they go to war. And that means that since it's a Makom Shechina has to have certain standards. V'aya machanecha kadosh. That dafka bishat Milchama, there's an extra emphasis that has to be placed on Tara and Kedusha. In fact, the Ibn Ezra already foreshadows this at the very beginning of this little parshia. When the Ibn Ezra says, Mikol davara, what does that mean? Lenefesh uleguf. It's not only Nishmarta Mikol davara minaguf, things that could come from the body. Nishmarta Mikol davara, that one has to, Bishad Milchama, do everything possible to maintain the purity of one's soul. V'ayam achanecha kadosh, ki Hashem elokecha mitalech bekerev machanecha. The Ramban, we saw it earlier this year in the context of Fatoar, and I want to go back to it. V'nishmarta mikol davar ra, says the Ramban, she'asatan bekatreg bishat ha'sakana l'shon Rashi, because it's a time of danger. Okay, so we have to be extra careful that the Satan does not attack us. V'nachon be'enai, b'nyan ha'mitzvah hazot ki katuv yazhir be'et asher ha'chet matzoi bo. Time of war, of course, when not only the adrenaline is flowing, but person's survival instinct kicks in, it's easy for a person to put morality to the side. V'yadua b'nhagei ha'machanot ha'yotzot l'milchama, ki yochlu kol to'eva yigzalu v'yichamsu, that they'll eat anything, and they'll do gezel and chamas, v'lo yitboshashu afilu b'niyo v'chol nivala. And people lose their sense of inhibition and shame, because when people are just trying to survive, I mean, rape, all kinds of degradations, none of these things even matter anymore, as they would during a time of normal civilized society. Hayashar b'vnei adam b'tivo, even the most upright and honest of people, in terms of his nature, yitlabesh achzariyut v'chema, he can become cruel and enraged, ketzed machanel oyev, v'alken yisir bo akatuv v'nishmarta mikol davar ra. And that's why the Torah is telling you that specifically when spiritually speaking, you're most likely to commit a chet, that's when you have to be most careful, etc., etc. It goes on to speak a little bit further. V'nishmarta mikol davar ra, 4 or 5 lines down. O yachol betumot v'tarot v'masorah katuv medaber, tamalo me'erva, ma'erva miyuchedet, ma'asa shagalu alav kenanim misalek et hashchina, af kol ma'asa shagalu alav kenanim misalek et hashchina, shumer davar af alashon hara. Then not only are we dealing with sins of action, but part of ayam achanecha kadosh, part of ki Hashem Elokecha mitalech bekerav machane, is even the way a Jewish soldier speaks. When people are playing sports, lahavdil elef alfdei havdalos from milchama, right? All of a sudden they start speaking and trash talking. You can only imagine the things that are said on the field of battle. But even then, the need for shmiras halashon and nikias halashon, v'gam ze min hatam shepirashnu, ki milvad hazara shebau, ב'אלו אברוס החמורוס יוסיף לה במחנה שנשמור בו מכל אלו אברוס שלא תסתלק השכינה מישראל אשר שם. That our goal when we go out to war, perhaps counterintuitively, is that it continues to be a makom shechina, that it continues to be a machana shechina, כאשר אמר כי השם אלוקיך מתהלך בקרב מחנך, והנה העושה עבירות הגדולות במחנה כאותם שכתוב בהם, like the ones about which it said, Samushi Kutsehem Bebayit Asher Nikra Shmi Alav L'tamo. It's as if they put a shikutz in the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is a makom shechina, literally in Avodah Zarah. V'od shelo yigbur aleinu ha'oivim nasa kemasim ha'gormim lahem shigu mipanenu v'zehu latet oivecha lefanecha. V'yosivu bo lashon hara. And then the Ramban goes on to describe that lashon hara is a problem for two reasons. First of all, you don't want to be going the shechina shetistalek miYisrael, but even more so, k'dei shelo yirbu b'nei ha'machlokos v'yaku b'nei ha'makarabam ba'od yoter min oivim. Because always the greatest danger in war is not the danger from without, but the danger from within. Yom HaZikaron is a day for cohesion. V'alderech ha'pshad, he's here. B'baal ha'mikra latzed mikol ha'machaneh, b'bnei atam sh'aniskar sh'shem elokecha mitalech imanu l'shenu v'machaneh kadosh. The Ramban's not trying to deny the simple pshad in the psukim, whether it's Balkeri, or Tzoa, v'yad yelecha, v'yatelet yelecha ha'zeinecha. All of that is true. But the Ramban, of course, kedarko, understood that these were just specific examples. But what was at stake here was something far more profound, the idea of ki Hashem Elokecha mitalech bekerav machanecha. We should also take a great sort of pride and a gava lumit, national pride, wherever we are in the world, whether it's your personal plan to be misharet bitzahal, it's of course an enormous mitzvah to do so for those who can, or not, that we have a tzava that respects the idea of Ki Hashem Elokecha Mitalech Bekerev Machanecha, not only with the sensitivity to Shabbat and Kashrut and all of the dinim that we associate with Shmirat HaMitzvot, but even more impressively with the way that we fight itself. Time and again, when it comes to opportunities that we have to gain a military advantage but would require us to compromise our values and kill Chafimi Pesha, people who are innocent, time and again, Tzahal chooses to take the much harder road, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mitalech Bekerev Machanecha, because God is in our machane, and that means Vaya Machanecha Kadosh, and it means, if I could add, Tohar HaNeshek. We pay a price for this, and sometimes we pay a price in blood. Vividly remember, and 15 years ago, Yom HaZikaron, during the time of the Second Intifada, you guys were just barely born. Very difficult time in Israel. There were piguim de yom vayom, buses blowing up. It's a terrible time, and a very frightening time. And Tzahal was trying to do what it does, which is lehagen al hamdina v'al ha'uma, to protect the state and our people. And it was very difficult. You have people who are hiding in schools and hiding in homes and hiding in places of worship, and they're creating a situation where to neutralize them would be to almost inevitably compromise on the values of Ayam HaChanecha Kadosh and compromise on Torah HaNeshek. And a classmate of mine was speaking. He had been a commander in the Mishmar HaGvul, which plays a very important counterterrorism role in Israel. And he was at a particular mivtza on a mission, and they knew that a terrorist was hiding in this building. They knew it. They had tracked him to the building. And so there was a Shela Mivtzait, there was a practical operational question, which was, the Air Force could have dropped a bomb on the building. It would have given a warning. Come out if you're innocent. We're dropping a bomb on this building in 10 minutes. Get out. But there was a concern that there would be individuals who would not get out, or who would be prevented actively by the terrorists from getting out. And dropping a bomb on the building, which would certainly not result in any Israeli casualties, would result in innocent lives being lost. And so they ruled out that option. And as this katzin, this officer in the Mishmar HaGvul said, so we decided on a pula karkait. We're going to go in on foot. And he described exactly what happened. They went into the building. They localized the room that the mechabel, the terrorist, was hiding in. They were poreitz. They broke into that room. The mechabel was obviously standing there with an automatic rifle. V'kach hava, that the first chayal into the room was killed, and they killed the mechabel, but it's no consolation, certainly not to this person's family, this young person who never got to be a father, who never got to grow into middle age, let alone old age. And he described the Beit Avel, the katzin. He felt a personal responsibility for the mission, his decision not to have the Chel Havir blow up the building and to call for a Mitzah Karkait. And he comes into the Shiva house, and these are not easy conversations. And the mother, in her grief, we're not here to judge, says, Lama sitem lokacha, lama sitem livnikacha, lama shilachtem oto pnima lamut. Why did you do this to my son? Why did you send him in there to die? She knew what happened. Does anybody think they'd be able to answer a mother under those sorts of circumstances? They didn't say anything. This is what Am Yisrael is dealing with today. Ki Hashem elokecha mitalech bekerav machanecha. Hashem isn't only in the Beit Knesset and the Beit Midrash. Hashem is with Tzahal wherever they go. And specifically because Tzahal does everything in its power to ensure that, God forbid, we're never in a situation v'shav me'acharecha, when Hashem will turn His back on our machaneh. Like I said, we pay a price for this, but it should be a great source of national pride that we conduct ourselves in this fashion. Our enemies may even exploit this, and they do. And nonetheless, herein lies the strength of Am Yisrael, Rachmanim Baishanim V'Gomlei Chasadim. And so on today, Yom HaZikaron, Tavshinayin Chet, literally 7 years since Hakamat HaMdina, the stories that I shared with you, the story of the family in the Chalamish that you saw, but also 23,646 stories and 3,144 victims of the Pulot HaEiva v'HaTeror. So throughout the day, today is not a day for ESPN, it's not a day for side conversations. It's really not a day for any kind of Hesech Hadat. There's a halacha in Kachim that Hesech Hadas is a psul b'kachim and in Truma. Pasuk says, V'shamru es mishmarti, that Truma and Kachim require a constant shmira once they've been so consecrated. Today is a day of Kachim, at a much higher level of Kachim than even Kedushas Haguf or Kedushas HaMizbeach, Kedushas Karban. But the Kachim of Tzva Hagana Yisrael and those who are Moser Nefesh al Kedushat Hashem. So much as Hesech Hadas is a psul in Kachim and in Truma, Hesech Hadas is a psul on a day like today. And so we all have a responsibility to push ourselves, lenatek, to disconnect from all of the distractions and some of the frivolity that on other days is acceptable, not in excess but in measure, and to recognize that today is really a day when we stand humbled by the sacrifices of Achenu Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. She'eretz Yisrael niknet bi'surin, with terrible suffering. Hopefully you'll remember the image of that girl that I showed you today. She says she's waiting every single day at the door for her father to come home, knowing that he never will. Today is a day to focus on this message. And to ask yourselves, at this young stage in your life, when you still have the power, so much power to chart your own course. And I challenge you with the question that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, directed to the Bnei Gad Uvnei Reuven, when they told him, Kiva nachlatenu elenu me'eva yardein mizracha. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hachichem yavo lo milchama ve'atem teishvu po. Leaving aside the issues of not entering Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Ota, at the sheer level of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Acheichem Yavo L'Milchama, both the Milchama in the sense of what Tzahal deal with, and also the Oref, the home front, with every family in Chalamish, and Efrat, and Alon Shvut, and Tel Aviv. There's a pitgam, there's an expression in the Milchemet HaShichur, Kol Ha'am Tzava, Kol Aretz Chazit, the entire nation is the army, the entire land is the battlefield, is the front. It's still that way. To challenge you, to challenge yourselves to think in those terms. Do we choose the comfort in a distance of 6,000 miles? We choose to challenge ourselves. As Moshe Rabbeinu said, he's horrified, Achichem yavo lamilchama v'atem teishvu po. Will we content ourselves with remembering the incredible burden, but one day a year, 2 days a year, however often we remember it, or ask more of ourselves to be part of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, a part of this remarkable process where once again we have an army for the first time in 2,000 years, and not just any army, but an army that is every bit deserving of the title that we gave to the Chashmonaim, Tmeim Biyad Tehorim, Vaya Machanecha Kadosh, Ki Hashem Elokecha Mitalech Bekerev Machanecha. An army that in the Munachim of the Ibn Ezra is careful from things that are mazikim not only to the guf, but to the nefesh. And in the terms of the Ramban, Davka Bishat Shachet Matsui, Ben Adam Yashar B'Tivo, Yitlabesh Achzariyut V'chema, when other people become inhuman and barbaric in a state of war, Am Yisrael shows its true colors.
Shaya.
V'aya Machanecha Kadosh.
Amen. Shaya, no,